And
today we should say bye, brother.
Alex.
And me.
In the morning.
This is people bad.
Now, people have requested, everyone has been writing in, you know, and saying, Alex, why don't you research something? Why don't you host a podcast? And I said, no. You
know, that's
V's thing. But I humbly accept what has been thrust upon me by the masses. And I have found an article.
Okay.
Do you want to express the frustration you're feeling with me right now?
Yeah, I feel so nervous.
I'm afraid
that I don't have any idea about the topic that you chose.
Okay. Well, then you're going to like this next segment. Do-do-do! Quiz corner. Question number one. What? Okay. Not. It's just one question.
Okay.
I want you to guess what you think this is about.
Okay.
Based on the title. Half the title.
Okay.
The Freedom Trap.
The Freedom Trap.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think it's about?
It's about the mouse.
Okay, no.
It's trapped. No. It's about kids, having kids.
Oh, that's a good guess. That's not right.
Sound like marriage or something.
I agree. No.
No?
No, okay.
Some hint?
The Freedom Trap by Dave Cook is a giant 36-page article, which I skimmed through, which is about digital nomads.
Digital what?
Nomads. Do you know what a digital nomad is?
No. Ah, okay, you explain.
Yeah, so a nomad is someone who doesn't have a home.
Homeless?
Not homeless. It's like, you know, traditional like Mongolian people or something, like people who move from place to place.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have a home necessarily permanently.
Okay.
That's what a nomad means.
Okay.
I don't need a home base.
How you spell it?
N-O-M-A-D.
Nomad. Like, yeah. Don't
like,
upset.
Like, I am mad.
Nomad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
People that don't need the home, they nomad. Okay.
Yeah. They don't mad.
Okay.
All right. Digital nomads are people who basically it starts off with a definition. So this is a complicated definition. But they're people who reject imposed office and work structures, and they value autonomy and travel for work purposes.
Oh, just like blog travel.
Yeah, so a lot of digital nomads are bloggers, vloggers, programmers, writers.
Yeah.
So I mean, it spends a lot of time setting up what is a digital nomad, what kind of personalities they have.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's someone who rejects the 9-to-5, the office, and has their own thing that they do, and one of the core things that links them all is that they don't have a single place where they work or a single country they're tied to. They can work from anywhere, and that's what they really value.
Oh, I am really excited. So maybe there's some downsides about that.
Well, it is called the Freedom Trap.
Yeah.
So
it's a trap.
I'll warn you that because this person is an academic, they don't write very exciting things. So it's not a bit.
Okay,
I'll make it more exciting.
Give me the data.
No.
Okay.
Question two in the quiz. What do you think are the three most common places that people are digital nomads in? Three cities that are the top cities.
Wow.
But if you can't do cities, let's start with countries. And I've by the way, for the audience,
okay.
I have talked to V about this before. So if she doesn't know, then she wasn't listening.
Talked about moving?
I've talked about digital nomads and these specific places where they live before.
No!
Yep.
Okay, let me try.
Yeah.
So
Think about it.
Let's start with the continent.
The continent? No, start with a region. How about?
Region, okay. Southeast Asia.
Yeah, right, obviously. Okay.
Yeah.
So, good.
Country.
Yeah.
Thailand.
Good.
Oh!
That's one.
City?
Yeah.
Not Bangkok.
Nope. This is...
Chiang Mai.
Perfect.
Yay!
That's really good.
Okay.
Okay, second one. Also Southeast Asia.
Okay.
Not Thailand. You can do it. Think about...
Singapore.
Why is Singapore a bad choice?
Bad choice?
Yeah, that's not correct. Why do you think... I mean, think about it.
There's no nature resources?
Singapore cost of living is high. The whole point of being a digital nomad is going to a place that has a lot of tourism possibilities, travel possibilities. You get freedom outside of your doorstep. Mm. And it's cheap.
Cheap.
And you should have access to things you need to work, like internet.
Internet.
Right. So what's another place that would have those?
Sound like Vietnam.
You're gonna know it when I say it. It's not Vietnam.
Not Vietnam?
Now you only have a few choices left. So
Wait.
If you give up, you can tell me.
Indonesia?
Yeah. And then now you should be able to get it.
Bali?
Yeah. Good. And the third one is a city that we have talked about in A 90 Day Fiancé. One of the people is from this city, but I don't think you're going to remember the city. But you can certainly remember the country. And it is not in Southeast Asia.
Is in Middle East?
No. I'll just give you this one. It's Colombia. Medellin, Colombia.
Okay.
But what the ones that I always heard were Chiang Mai and Bali were ones that I heard. And that I even researched back in the day when I thought about doing something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, digital nomads have three common traits. They like to travel while they work.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to settle anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is the one that the article focuses on a lot, which is that they are preoccupied with discipline and self-discipline.
Okay.
So this becomes this whole thing. He draws diagrams. He researches 16 people over the course of like a little bit over a year or something like that in Chiang Mai.
He did the interview?
Yeah, the interview and
okay.
What did he call it?
Ethnological
longitudinal study.
Okay.
Whatever that means. So he says that there's this dichotomy, this tension between the idea of freedom and discipline.
Mm.
So they love freedom,
mm-hmm.
but they become obsessed with discipline for mm-hmm. themselves because mm-hmm. they have to impose it upon themselves. And he never comes out and says this, but I would say what he's hinting at is that they actually work a lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to work a lot harder in terms of building up a structure around themselves
mm-hmm.
to allow themselves to work. And so even though they put themselves in these places, these beautiful places, they actually end up having to do a lot more work of regulating themselves. And they don't even get to enjoy the places they're in quite as much as you would expect.
Oh my God, you have the notes.
I have lots of notes. But I think that's pretty much the gist of the article.
Mm.
Here, give me your thoughts while I read my notes.
Why you choose this topic? Because it's impacted by 90 Day Fiancé?
No, because that's not really digital nomads. I've always been interested in digital nomad.
You want to become like that?
Yeah, well, this is what I wanted to ask you. Don't you think that would be cool?
No.
Why not?
I love traveling and I love leave away from my home, but I don't like that much moving. Like, I want to stay in a foreign country but do a real job.
Right.
Doing researching, you know? I don't want to go to a country and then start to travel just around that country.
So this was another thing that the article said was, you know, a lot of these people came with the idea that they were going to be kind of free from everything, but they actually start to settle down in the areas that they like to work in, and then they get a partner, and like some of them get partners, and they actually, some of them, you know, don't become, they lose the digital nomad aspect because they get settled in where they are.
Yeah. And did they travel with the partner?
I don't know all of that, but it does mention that.
Okay. Yeah. The only reason that I don't choose to leave moving around life is finance. I can save a little bit of the money to, how to say, relocate. But
yeah.
I don't know. I don't have any idea that if I go to somewhere and I don't have a job, what should I do?
Let's say that our podcast makes us enough money to live.
Oh my God. And then would I choose that life?
Because that's what those kind of people, they have a skill that they can market.
You know my plan. You know what I will use the money if I have four. You know.
I know all five reasons.
Yeah, so still, if I have money, if I can choose not to work, I will use that money for other things. And you totally know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, I don't know if that's true completely, though, because you do want to move around and you do want to explore other countries and you want to live in other places. But are you saying that that's tied to more... You like the idea of studying in another country?
Okay, let's say this way. I like the idea that I use the traveling as an excuse to get away in a short time and then go back to where I came from. That's why I apply to study abroad. I apply to do the conference abroad. Okay. I apply to do projects abroad just to have some excuse to go somewhere at the same time doing my projects, doing my conference, and also learn about new culture, visit a new city, and then going back.
So maybe you don't have this personality type of these people.
I don't think so.
It's that I think they really want to escape from not only the geographical constraints of an area, but also the physical and emotional constraints of being working for a company.
Mm-hmm.
Or being tied to a job that's not under their control as well.
Yeah, no, I don't like that idea. How about you?
I'm really torn about it because I'm totally that way in my heart. I don't want to work for someone else. But I don't have that self-discipline, and that's the whole point of this, is that it goes on to say, like, a company with 200 people has so much infrastructure built to allow people to be productive.
Mm-hmm.
They have all of your gadgets set up and hooked up and networked, and they have all of the food that you could want, and they have HR, and they have payroll, and they have buffer time so that when you're not productive, you're still getting paid. Like, there's a real value to that. And if you have to want so bad to be your own master, to throw all that away, and then to not only do that, but to do it on the go in different countries. Like, that's such a huge... That's why these people, you know, read all these books, and they all post inspirational vlogs, and it says that they all have, like... You know, it even goes as far as to, like, show their screensavers all have motivational junk on it.
Aww.
Like, they're working so hard to make themselves productive.
Oh, okay.
I think that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, I think it's terrifying, too. I think for me, I do have enough quality to live in a foreign country, but I need to have a reason.
Yeah.
Like go there to work,
yeah.
Go there to study,
yeah.
Go there because of marriage, go there because of something.
Yeah.
And then I will push myself to learn things to survive in that country really well. I believe that I have those skills, but I don't choose to do that at the very beginning.
It's funny, I don't think I expected you to answer that way.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I thought you'd be like, yeah, I want, because that you have these...
Because I have so much traveling experience?
Not about traveling, because you have ambition of projects. So I thought maybe you imagined a future where, you know, even if it's not going to come true, you imagined some version of your life where you were working on your own projects and your own boss, and you could go wherever you wanted to go. Like, oh, I'm going to go set up shop in Korea for 6 months and work on the podcast and my business, which is giving me passive income. And then, oh, we did that for a year. We're going to go to Prague next.
Oh.
But that's not, you're saying you wouldn't do that.
No, my imagination is that my podcast get famous, for example, and someone will pay me money to do more in another country. That is my imagination. I need a reason to go. I don't like, okay, I get bored of Canada. Let's go to the US. No.
It's so hard being the host of the podcast.
Okay, so do you want to think about the second part and then we close?
What's the second
part? Now I will do some Vietnamese.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I don't know how to translate the word. Hôm nay Alex với sự ủng hộ của rất là nhiều bạn bè của Alex đã quyết định là sẽ làm host cho cái episode này. Thì cái chủ đề mà Alex thì đưa ra là oh gosh, so hard. cái bẫy của sự tự do. Oh, so good. Cái bài báo mà Alex tìm được á, nó nói về, nó nghiên cứu về những cái người mà luôn có những cái mong muốn là họ sẽ đi du lịch nè, đến một cái nơi mới nè, và sẽ làm những cái project của riêng họ, và sẽ kiếm tiền và sẽ sống ở cái nơi đó. Thì giống như là cái ý tưởng của những cái người mà đi du lịch mà làm blog á, rồi hoặc là làm vlog, thì cái bài này nó nói ở một cái khía cạnh là những người đó thật ra họ nghĩ là họ muốn tự do, họ làm những cái công việc cho chính họ. Nhưng mà khi mà cái người nghiên cứu người ta lấy cái dữ liệu qua cái việc phỏng vấn, và chắc là có nhiều thứ nữa nhưng mà Vi không biết, Vi chưa có đọc bài này, thì ông tìm thấy một cái yếu tố là họ thực sự là họ phải là một người rất là kỷ luật để mà sống cái cuộc sống như vậy, như thế này. Thì nó rất là mâu thuẫn với lại cái ý tưởng ban đầu là họ thích cái sự tự do. Để làm được cái công việc này và để làm được sống cái cuộc sống này, họ phải có cái kỷ luật, tính kỷ luật rất là cao để học những cái kỹ năng mới ở một đất nước mới, và tìm và còn phải set it out cuộc sống của họ, và thậm chí là họ cũng có bắt đầu có partners ở những cái nơi đó, và họ bắt đầu họ did you say that they started to less moving around?
Yeah, some people.
Và họ bắt đầu là họ từ bỏ cái ý tưởng freedom, cái từ bỏ cái ý tưởng mà di chuyển tự do ban đầu, và bắt đầu là chỉ ở lại với cái nơi đó và bắt đầu sống một cuộc sống bình thường. Yeah, I think it's good enough.
I have to confess something.
Okay.
When you were talking in Vietnamese, I was just thinking about donuts because tomorrow is my cheat day on my diet. And I was just imagining different types of donuts. How many donuts is a reasonable amount of donuts to eat?
Dạo này Alex đang diet. Thì một tuần thì chỉ có một ngày thứ bảy là được ăn
donuts. If you talk more Vietnamese, I'm going to think more donuts.
Thì tụi mình gọi là cheat day. Có nghĩa là cái ngày đó thì không có cần phải...
Now I'm thinking of spaghetti.
Cho nên là Alex nói là Alex đang không có tập trung vô cái podcast được mà. Đang nghĩ tới là ngày mai sẽ ăn donut và spaghetti như thế nào. This is so off topic.
All right. Well, it's about that time in the end of the podcast where we like to give a shout out to our sponsors. And today we're sponsored by Subway Sandwiches. If you're on the go and you need to use a washroom and there's no public washrooms around, I recommend Subway Sandwiches. They usually leave the key right by the register, and if you smile at the attendant and pick up the key, they'll let you take it. And then you can go take your morning poop in peace. That's Subway Sandwiches.
Baby!
Yeah?
Eventually, we cannot get any sponsorship from anyone.
And Subway, if you want me to change this ad to something more positive, you can reach out to me at www.subwaypoops.com. That's www.subwaypoops.com. And everybody, good night.
Okay, I did this.
Why do you have to keep that?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You think it's okay?
It's awesome. Say good night to the people.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Everyone, good night.